us leave this place, hallelujah. Because some people ain't going to feel nothing, you know, all day. You know, praise, love, you just stand on your feet and just give God a praise. Praise the Lord. If he, brother used to say, if he don't move, I'll move him. Praise the Lord. Just thank him for his goodness, children of God. Thank him for his mercy. You wouldn't be here. You wouldn't be alive if it wasn't for him. Praise the Lord. Your mind wouldn't be here. You'd be gone. You'd be sick. You'd be in the hospital. You couldn't get up. But it's God. Praise God. You know some people, you look, hallelujah, but God has kept you. God has kept me. It's just wonderful. I say it's just wonderful. And you just ought to love until you get so stirred up when you come to the house of the Lord. You ought to be so stirred. We got to get stirred, children. We got to get stirred. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. God is a good God. I say he's a good God. And you got a church where you can praise God. Nobody sit you down. You can walk, run around, get on the floor, crawl, get under the seat, do your thing, do whatever you want to do. Amen. And so I love the Lord. I'm going to just sit there and look and wait till you get through. Amen. You know, God is good. I say he's good. If he's good, you ought to just say, thank you, Jesus. Come on, say it again. Come on, go on, say it again. Come on, say it again. Come on, just say it again. Come on, say it again. He just, oh, God, he's so good. You're so good. God is good. I say, God is good. Praise the Lord. He's good. He's better than good. It's another word. Oh, awesome. Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. He's just awesome. I say, he's just awesome. I say, he's just awesome. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. I want my children to know. Praise the Lord. You got to get up for your mama's sake. Praise the Lord. Because what you said make me sad. Come on now. Especially my rock. You know, I called you about everything. I'm sorry. It's on your shoulder, darling. You got to get on up. Come on now. You got to get on up. Hallelujah. You got to get on up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can't. You know, you don't let me down now. Don't let me down. Ain't that right? You feel bad because, I call Gwen about everything. She's the oldest, and I've always depended on her, you know. Praise Gwen, what you think about so-and-so? In fact, when I thought I was having a heart attack, I called Gwen. Gwen, yeah. I think I'm having a heart attack. Girl, mama, get up and do so-and-so. We got to have Gwen's opinion. Y'all hold her up because she's being honest. We're going to hold you up. We're going to hold you up. The devil is a lie. You're going to understand. Because, you know, you got to understand. That's right. You have to have an understanding. Praise the Lord. How y'all feeling now? I don't want to be trying to preach it to people ain't feeling good. You got to be feeling good to get this message here. I want you to know that God is who he say he is. We might be in a place that we don't understand, and because I don't. I ain't going to tell you I understand everything. I don't. But I was sitting there today. I said, Lord, don't let us leave here without praising you. We know God don't move the same all the time. But I know what I saw coming that door. I just, like a glimpse, like, and I looked back at Al as he preached this morning. He preached a wonderful message. Y'all should have heard it. It was wonderful. I tell Al, I say, they do be like, do you like to do me? I be trying to teach. Pastor, you ain't teaching. You be preaching. I said, oh, praise the Lord. I just want to thank the Lord today. Y'all ready for the word? I enjoy the choir. I enjoy what you're trying. God sees us, children of God. He sees us. He know we striving. And, you know, I've told you a thousand times, I ain't going back and do that. I'm not going back moaning and groaning. I'm starting right here. Here I am. Lord, finish it up what you intended to do. I can't go back there. Why? I don't know why. You know, I don't know. I don't know the answers to the questions. Amen. All I know is the Lord has saved my family, my brother-in-law sitting back there, my son-in-law sitting over there. And, you know, people that, you know, nobody thought was saved. You know, that's good. Amen. And I got things I talk to God about. He's my father. He my husband. You know what? Before you sit down, I want this to get into your heart. Al, you got eight sons? Seven sons? You had eight. Seven sons, eight sons? Tawana? What wouldn't you do for them? What wouldn't you do for them? Daddy, I'm in trouble. I ain't got no money. You went to the limit. I thought about you. And God gave me that example when I was thinking about this. He said, y'all just puts me down. What wouldn't you do for your children? That's what he told me. You'd do anything. You'd borrow money. You would do whatever it took if your children got in trouble or anything of that sort. But the Lord told me, he said, and he looked like he was sad. He said, I love you tons more than that. Can you explain my love? I can't. I'm going to do for you. And I'm going to give you the best like you do your children. Think about that. When you get the moaning and groaning, think about that. You know, with nothing you could do, how much more would your Heavenly Father do for you? We read them scriptures and we just think it, but he's telling the truth. God loves us with a love that's unconditional. We want to fall in love with him, so children of God in here today, that we want to do whatever he wants us to do. You know, when it comes to you, how much you see, to the apostles, it came to them. It came to them about God. They begin to know God here. Not just up here, but here. In their hearts. Then you won't want to be tasting what the world got. You be want to please Jesus. I hope this church that's here, that would get on us. We want to please the Lord. We want to love him so. Forget about what people think and what they do and what they do and where they go. You get you something for you and God. He's opening up now. He's opening up what you can learn about him. I know he's putting himself out there where we can learn about him. Look what he did for his daddy. It just blows my mind, Willie. You gonna pray for me? Let me preach today. Thank you. It blows my mind. I can't explain it. I don't want to talk that I don't think God can do something. He can do anything. Absolutely anything. And anything that's got in your mind and got you, he can do that too. He absolutely is awesome. Say hallelujah one more time. I got your attention at least. I got y'all attention. Gonna be some changes. I told the Lord I ain't got no excuse now. I'm free. My spirit feels free. I'm feeling good. And even at my age, I'm feeling good. I do. Because I ain't really thought about how old I am. That ain't got on to me yet. I keep saying older. And honestly, that's in my spirit. You know, I'm telling you, it ain't clay. I just ain't got to what I'm else. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, because I can still walk. I ain't hurt nowhere. You know what I'm saying? And I just thank you. But I know it's for his glory. It's for what he wants to get done. So you pray that we can get people, you know, get people saved. That's what he wants people saved, children of God. He don't want you just coming having a good time, then you go back and there's the person that I'm going to hell, he's in the street, and you thinking about everything else. You may be seated. Father, I just really want to thank you, and I'm really struggling in my soul today. I had some things I want to mention, but I'm going to minister if you let me on this, if you let me, I think you probably will. I just want to thank you all for prayers. Thank you. I know you've been praying for Sister Davis, but Sister Davis is doing great, considering. I can't explain. I told Ellis I can't explain it. I mean, it's just something down in me that just won't let me fall apart. Something down in me. And I know who I'm fighting. You got to know your enemy. I know who I'm fighting. And I thank him that he entrusted me with this. I thank him. I was married 61 years Saturday, October 14th. 61 years. That's a long time, Clay. That's longer than most people live. That's a long time. Now, I don't think the devil that bad myself. I just don't. So my mind goes in and out like yours, you know, this go like this. I say, well, this or that or that. I can't say what I'm saying. But I say, God, you know what? And look like he sit there waiting and said, I hope I ain't holding up stuff. Because, you know, my mind go this way one time and that way that one time. You know, now yourself, Clay, you kind of want to be, you know, got back. You know, I ain't deserving this. I went through all of that. And I cried and he said, I didn't deserve it either. I used to pray that I would love you with all my heart and all my soul and my neighbor as myself, you know. Let me suffer for you, Lord. Let me, you know. So if you don't want to go through nothing, don't ask him that. I want to know you in the power of your resurrection, Lord. But I couldn't help but I knew the scripture. And I said, in the fellowship of your suffering. Well, praise the Lord. I told you when I was beginning to cry that, he said, I said, Lord, I don't deserve this. He said, I didn't either. What could I say? Then he began to put in my mind something I'm going to try to get to you today. He began to put it in my mind a little bit more about him and how he works. Let's go to Samuel. Thank you, Lord. He had me, the title of this message, you ain't going to believe this, I'd put the title of the church down up on this page, right? Revival Center Fellowship. I don't know why I did that. He said, write the church name up there. And that's what I did. You can entitle it, my son, whatever comes to you. I want to go to 1 Samuel, the first chapter. And may God help me. Father, I know you're here. I know you're here. And something, one of us, going to happen today. It may not be like we think, but I know that you're in the plan. And I know you're going to, if you just heal the hearts of these children, you would have done much. And the people, it's people that feel the same way. It's people that love, you know. And I'm asking you to heal. And I'm so glad for what you did for Mr. Cole. That really blessed my soul. It let me know that you're real again. I just know you. Praise the Lord. But I want to go to 1 Samuel. I ask you to anoint me. I've been praying all the week that you would anoint the word so we can get something out of it, because without you, we can do nothing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, if I get to scanning around different places, y'all love me, and the church ain't big, ain't too big yet, so I don't, you know, I can scan around. Is that all right? Now, there was a certain man of Ramathaim Zophim, or whatever that is. I think that's the longest word in the Bible, too, of Mount Ephraim. His name was Elkanah, the son of Jeroham, the son of Elihu, the son of Tohu, the son of Zuf, and Ephraimite. Now, you read your Bible, those, I didn't look up all that, but those names mean something. When God give a genealogy like that, that's the reason he gives those genealogies. He give it for a reason. Amen. So this man had two wives. Name of the one was Hannah, and the name of the other was Peninnah. And Peninnah had children, but Hannah didn't have any children. So this man went up out of the city yearly to worship and to sacrifice unto the Lord God of hosts. And the two, now I didn't understand this. Lord, why you put this in that chat, in this scripture? That's why I know this thing is wrote by the Holy Ghost. And the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, the priests of the Lord, were there. And the Lord, and I said, why you put that right there? You're talking about Hannah. Stay with me. But he stuck in that, and the two sons of Eli were there. And I said, well, let me keep on reading here. When the time was that Elkanah offered, he gave to Peninnah his wife and to all her sons, so she had more than one, and more than one daughter, and her daughters' portions. But unto Hannah he gave a worthy portion, for he loved Hannah. But the Lord had shut her womb. But the Lord. It's the Lord's doing. It is wonderful in his eyes. The Lord shut her womb. Now, the Lord, remember that now. That's going to be good. Now, don't go to sleep on me. Her adversary also, Peninnah was her adversary. Even though that was her sister-in-law, or whoever she was. Her sister wife. Oh, that's what you call it, right? A sister. But anyway. She was her adversary. You know what an adversary is, don't you? She taunted this woman. Now, she taunted her. Because in those days, if women didn't have children, it ain't like it is now. People going to have abortions and all this crazy stuff. But if they didn't have children, they didn't feel whole. Because children, they have a child, carried on your family name. And to have a child, you gained all the land where Moses was supposed to, you know, get this land. Well, that it even went to women. That's another story. So Zelophehad's daughters. But if you know, it went to the land. This man, see, that's what they fight over there for, not land. Land, you know, land. So all your father, that went to them. And when you got old, you had somebody take care of you. Now, people don't do that now, very seldom. But they had children then because they could, you know, people in China still do that. Where they took care of their families. Also, the last thing, it was a symbol of the blessings of God. The Bible says children are a heritage to the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. Now, that don't mean too much to us in this generation, but to them, it meant a lot to have children. And so her husband would make up for her not having sons by giving her more. So when she went up, it would be looking like she had some kids. She would offer enough for a couple of kids because he loved her. He loved her. But you know, sometimes your heart be so burning and you got somebody that's really on your side. Amen. But she said, now look, this man do love me, but you know, I'm not giving him anything. Because when you love people, you want to give them something too. And she couldn't give him any children. But the Lord, who shed a womb? Glory be to God. But I want to tell Hannah, it wasn't time. It wasn't time. You think what you be in, the Lord told me this, you be in things and you don't know what's going on. But see, you in the plan. Did you not know the child she had was the first prophet of Israel? It wasn't time. Because Eli and Phinehas, I said, "Why you put? I put them in there to show you I'm going to get rid of them. But if I get rid of them, I got to raise another spot. And I got to have somebody, hallelujah, that loved me to have this boy. Praise the Lord. I got to have somebody that's not selfish. I got to have somebody that's going to do what I'm telling them to do." Y'all with me, ain't you? It wasn't time. So poor Hannah was on there crying and carrying on because she didn't understand. But the Bible was wrote for us to look at it and learn. So when I got this, the Lord gave this for me. Praise the Lord. I don't know what he got up, but he got something in his mind. Hallelujah. And I want to stay put. Keep my mouth shut. Love, do this, do that. I ain't doing nothing. I'm going to wait on the Lord. We're going to see a God that's able. This thing just turned me around and said, "Woo, Jesus." He said, she didn't have any children. And I felt bad about it. She crying to me. I felt her pain. He feel your pain, but he wants you to get up and understand that you are in the plan. Now you may not know why, and it don't seem like it. Praise the Lord. It don't seem like that crazy whoever. But God got a plan. And he knows how to bring everybody to where he needs them to be. Like he brought Pharaoh. He brought Pharaoh. He had to have a Pharaoh so his children can get out of there. Because he had told him, saying, 430 years and 400 years, I'm going to bring you out. He told him. And here's something else the Lord taught me that. Here's something else he taught me. So he did year back. He went up. Then Elkanah, her husband, to her number 8. Hannah, why are you crying, Hannah? Why ain't you eating? Why are you fasting? What is wrong with you? Why are you so grieved? And that's what the Lord told me. He said, why are you crying? He said, why are you so grieved? He said, I got a plan. You teach it. Now get up and live it. I got a plan. Well, do I love him enough to wait on the plan? But he put something down in your heart. Girl, I'm telling you, it takes God. I don't care what nobody say, it takes God. And you know, praise the Lord, I had a brother that called me. He said the right thing. And then Donald don't know, but he got up and said the right thing. And so, you know, God helps you to grow up. He helps you. He helps you to know him in a deeper way. Because God has shed Hannah's womb. And it was God to open it up. So, the Bible say, she was in bitterness, number 10. She prayed until, I'm not telling you not to pray now. I'm not telling you that you're not going to go through bitterness, maybe even as she went through. But she vowed a vow to God. Now, listen, this woman ain't never had no kids. And I told you, it was really a stigma in them days. But she told the Lord, she said, Lord, if you would look on my affliction of thy handmaid and remember me, Lord. Don't forget me, thy handmaid. But if you give unto thine handmaid a man child, I want no girl this time now, I want a boy, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and I'll make him a Nazarene, that shall no razor come upon his head. Lord, I'll give him to you. So it came to pass that she continued praying that Eli saw, you know, he just is a backslid. He thought she was drunk. She was down there moving him. She wasn't praying out loud. Sometimes, you know, you want to talk to God, and sometimes you can't. You just be in your room, and you just, oh, God. Oh, God. You know how you do. Praise the Lord. But I'm going to tell you how you do this. If you do this and look up with your thoughts, he hear that. If you in the bathroom, he hear you. If you down in the thing, you hear you. And when he hear you. Woo, thank you, Jesus. Woo, thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. So she said, I'm not drunk. I'm in bitterness of heart. And Eli said unto her, she said, wait a minute. She number 16. Count not your handmaid or your daughter. For the devil, you see. For out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken. And Eli answered, say, go in peace. And the God of Israel grant you your petition that you have asked of him. Now, here it is. She didn't say, I ain't got no child. She didn't say that. She said, my heart is broken. That's all God wants. Your heart be broken. But then he'll send somebody to lift you up. You go to church and get lifted up. You go around somebody and then, you know, something to lift you up. You know what I'm saying? So he said, go in peace. I don't know if she told him that, what he had to, you know, but she said, go in peace. And go in peace. The God of Israel grant you your petition that thou hast asked. And she said, let thine handmaid find grace in thy sight. So the woman went her way. Listen, when you get a word from God, don't sit there still grieving. All you knew is a word from the Lord. Get up. She got up and she worshiped him. He didn't tell her she was going to have no kids. He didn't say that. He said, the Lord grant you your petition. I'm telling you this morning, I believe the Lord is going to grant you your petition. I believe he's going to grant you your petition that you got before him. Amen. So get up. Yes, Lord. I said, Bridget, what you having for dinner, girl? I'm getting ready to get up, worship, and go eat. That's right. I told God, do it like you say, do it. Because so when it happened, I'd be really, really glad. And he said, go in peace. So they rose up in the early morning. Oh, she's so happy. And her countenance was no more sad. She got up. You know, when God tell you he going to do something, it's the best for you. If you sit up there still grieving and all this kind of stuff, you ain't believing him. If God tell you something, oh, I got you now. And you still grieving, you didn't believe him. That's not faith. Faith to get up. When you believe what God has said, faith to get up. And faith don't take no for an answer. Faith will go and hallelujah and just walking toward whatever. Praise. You know what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying? Faith don't sit there and grieve. No, faith don't grieve. No. When you hear a word from God and he say, and you believe it, get up, child. Don't you shed another tear. I said, if you don't see nothing, don't shed another tear, because that's your faith. That's our faith. Where faith has a work to it. I got faith. No, you still up there grieving and crying and caring. You ain't believing God. You're not believing God. But what you crying for? Mama, for Christmas, I want a bicycle. It just so happened you can buy it. I'm on a bicycle. Oh, Lord, please give me a bicycle. You say, oh, we don't think about it. They know that means, yeah. That child ain't going back. He all over school. Girl, I'm going to get a bicycle for Christmas. Girl, I'm going to put a horn on it, and I'm gonna put my name on it. I'm going to get a bicycle. They ain't got the bicycle, but because mama said it. Because daddy said it. Y'all get what I'm saying? I said, you get what I'm saying? Now you get ready to get something from the Lord. Yes, Lord. Yeah, I want to be greedy. I'm just teasing. I told Al, I said, you know, we was in church once and the Lord spoke a word to us about debt cancellation. Everybody's debt was canceled, sister. Everybody's debt was canceled. Just you know, they was canceled. Now, that was 30 years ago, I believe, or 20 years ago. And they'll say, you remember, Pastor, when you spoke that? I said, wow, that was 30 years ago. He said, I'm believing. God going to cancel my debt. I said, Lord, how you going to cancel? That was 30 years ago. He taught me something. That was 30 years ago. When God speaks, it could be 100 years ago. It'd be 1,000 years ago. That word stays out there. His word does not return void. It don't go down and drop on the ground. And that's what I taught from this child. That's what I learned. Hallelujah. If he said it, he gonna do it. He said it. So I'm gonna say, Lord, you said you gonna do so. Everything he done said, I'm bringing it back up. I said, Lord, you said such and such a thing. And I praise you for it. I'm not going back. No, I praise you for what you're gonna do. I praise you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. You know what I need, Lord. You know what I need. You know what I want to do for you. So I'm praising you for everything you do. I said, you said it. You said it. I mean, that's what he wants us to do. Because if you still praying and crying and weeping and carrying on, you ain't believing. You're not believing. So I pray that faith will be imparted into your heart today. You know, you've been praying for stuff. If he done told you he going to do it, then let him do it. Ain't that right? Praise the Lord. You know, Gwen, I remember when we was down to Brother Eppley's, and he had us giving something, and Bridget needed some money. We were supposed to give a pledge, and everybody was giving a pledge. You know, the kids were giving $20 and this. And Bridget said, Chuck, I need me some money. She walked down the street, $20 folded right up on the thing. God said, I'm getting ready to do it again. $20 was on the street. Say, did nobody see it? Nobody. So she just said, walked over and she said, well, I wonder. Happened a lot of times. She was in a job. She can tell you this happened because we was in a place of faith believing. We know if God said it, he would do it. And she said, I'm going to get this job, Mama. Now she ain't been to the thing. I'm going to get this job. So she went. She said she sit down. She need to tell this thing. I'll tell it halfway. And she was sitting down. She said the telephone rung, and they was looking for somebody. And she looked down and she picked up and said, "You." All the people sitting down there waiting on the job now. You. And he just got through telling something just as good. God doing it again. I said, God is doing it again. God is on our doorstep. He want to show up. He want to show out. He want to let us know who he is. He want to give us, hallelujah, not only jobs and this and that and physical things. He want to give you what you've been asking for. You've been asking for the Holy Ghost. You've been asking for whatever you're asking for. God want to give it to you. He said, all right, now pray a little harder. He ain't like he's a good father. You just got to sit up there all your life. You saw God is a good father, and he's better than that. He will give you your heart's desire. Yes, Lord. Amen. And so Hannah went home. Boy, she looking good. She feeling good. She feeling good. Y'all see her prayer here. She feeling good. She feeling so good. She was feeling so good. You know, God is so good. I found this, and I want y'all to. You get your Bibles or write it down. Paul understood the grace and the love of God. I thought I'd just get this to you. I ain't through with Hannah yet. But in starting Romans, if you start in Romans, go to every chapter. I'm going to go to Romans first. Come on, go to Romans with me. Romans with me. Thank you, Lord, for this beautiful people having patience. Praise the Lord. Romans 1. Okay, Romans 1 and 7. Romans 7. He said, to all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints. Listen, grace to you. Listen, and peace from God, our Father. God sends grace and peace to his people every time we together. In Paul's 13 letters, he said that in all of his 13 letters, he wrote 13 letters. He wrote letter to Romans, Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Colossians. Go through those books, and you will see him say, grace be to you and peace from God. Otherwise, God sent us a letter. I'm sending you peace. I'm sending you grace this morning. He said, grace, he said, the peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. They send you grace and peace. It's from them. You go to all those, go to all the parts, start in Romans, and let's go from chapter to chapter. Most of them is read, the grace and peace is read in the front of the book. I thought that was so just, he don't want us down. He wants you to cast your cares upon him. Go back to Samuel. I'm going to finish up. I ain't going to be here all night. You got the confidence in Christ. We got to have confidence in him. And that your life is in his hands. Then your steps are being ordered. I'm telling you, Hannah, hallelujah, got up and she rose and she worshiped. Then you ought to hear her prayer. Oh, she got the bragging then. God getting ready to give you some bragging rights. I'm going to get some bragging rights. Because Lord knows, I'm terrible when it comes. Oh, yes. Amen. Go back to Samuel. First Samuel. Oh, my God. Lord, let these people be blessed because I was so blessed. Let us be blessed. Yes, Lord. So she I've spoken. Okay. Number 17. Maybe number 18. They rose up in the early morning, worshiped before the Lord, returned and came to their house to Ramah. And Elkanah knew his wife, and the Lord remembered her. Wherefore it came to pass when the time was come about after Hannah had conceived, she bare a son. It's all in the plan. And called his name Samuel, saying, because I have asked him of the Lord. She called him Samuel. The man Elkanah and all his house went up again. But she said, I can't go up this time. I'm going to wait till I wean him. Because when I wean him, I'm going to pay my vow. That was something. She didn't have no kids now. And she gave this only child that she had to the Lord. I noticed that from God too. I noticed that about him. If you know the scriptures. Okay, so they went up in this chapter, number 2. Hannah prayed and said, my heart rejoices. But I love this, what she said down here. She bragging. My mouth is enlarged over my enemy because I rejoice in thy salvation. There's none holy as the Lord. Beside, there's no rock like our God. He said, talk no more so exceedingly proud. Let not arrogancy come out of your mouth. For the Lord is a God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed. And then she goes on down and she studied praying. Listen, she said, they that were full have hired out themselves for bread. And they that were hungry ceased, so that the barren has borne 7. She bragging. And she that had been the children, she done stop having them. She waxed feeble. So don't mess with God now. Because when he getting ready to bless you, he'll bless you outside of what everybody going to think. Praise the Lord. And so back over to this other, Elkanah number 23 and the 123. So she stayed there. So when she came back to offer. This time they had a bullock. So that sold it, yeah. And number 26, she said, oh my Lord, she said, she went to Eli. She said, I'm that woman that stood by you praying unto the Lord. And for this child I prayed. And the Lord has given me my petitions, which I have asked. Therefore also I have lent him to the Lord as long as he lives. That's something. He shall be lent to the Lord, and he worshiped the Lord there. So she said she what she gonna do. Somehow Lord loved vows. Paid vows, by the way. Praise the Lord. But you know when you love somebody, like you gonna love Jesus. Like you love Jesus. I believe you're gonna whatever we say, we're gonna do it. And then number 11 says, so he ministered. But listen, them people had got so backslid until Eli had let the candles go out and do what he's supposed to do. He had got overweight, couldn't hardly sit down. And, you know, he was real big and just really got out of. His sons they was doing that back yonder. So this ain't nothing new we see in our children of God. They was going with the women that coming into the church. They was, you know, and he said, sons, you shouldn't do that. And he said, yeah. But God had to have a prophet. He had to have somebody. And he picked Hannah. And she, poor little thing, didn't know it. She didn't know she was picked for greatness. She didn't know that. You don't know you picked for greatness. You don't know that God got something great for your life. All you see is the trouble. All you see is, Lord, I do something with this now. I'm tired of this now. But I stood up there last night and I said, Lord, you know what? I'm going to have me a good time. I decided, praise the Lord, as much if I can, much as I can, my heart, much as I can. I'm giving it to you. I'm really giving it to you, Lord. I'm going to give it to you, and you can do it, and I'm going to have a ball. Amen. I'm going to study. I'm going to pray. I'm going to have a ball. And you're going to give me something to help the people. Because if a woman come now, I know how she feel. Never would have knew had I not gone through this. When a daughter is hurt, you'll know how she feels. You understand what I'm saying? Everything your life go through is for a reason. I done found that out. Everything you go through is for a reason. You're not just going through to go through. There's a reason you're going through. A reason where you are. And I say, Lord, thank you. I would stand on your feet and let's thank the Lord for wherever you are. Listen. Didi come today, she said she saw herself walking through a field. I don't know when it's going to happen, but it's going to happen, baby. You're going to walk. And I told that man, I said, you're going to hear. I don't know when, but you're going to hear. I don't know how you're going to do it, but you're going to do it. I believe it in my heart. I do. Praise. I say, I do. And so you ain't got nothing that God can't heal. You ain't got nothing he cannot do. Make him God today. Make him God in your life. Don't let it be down that you got your own little faults. Your thoughts too small. Girl, please. Praise the Lord. He did that for Mr. Cole. I didn't know Mr. Cole, but what I heard about him wasn't too good. I didn't really know him that well, you know what I'm saying? Praise the Lord. But I listened to, and thank you, Donald. Donald didn't care what nobody said. Donald kept getting, God gonna help my daddy. I'm going to see my daddy. God going to help my daddy. God saw that. And I said, and you might have said,
I don't know what he's going over there for. That man was too bad. God, he needed. And he kept on getting up. People probably got tired of him getting up and saying about God gonna help my daddy. Praise God. God, you know his toe moved. His foot moved. And he began to see things. You know what I'm saying? You got to see something. You got to see something. And if you, oh my God, you got to keep yourself encouraged. I said, you got to keep yourself encouraged. And soon you'll get a word. You got a word, Allison. You got a word. And look at you. When I get to it, you don't want it now, don't y'all. Because when God give you a word, he going to do what he say. She got a word. All you need is a word from God. That's all you need. But when you come and hear the word, that is a word. I say, that's a word from God. Praise God. We were sitting up here Friday, and Adam took this 153 fish and made him for 153 blessed. When they pulled out the sea, you know, when they was out and Jesus was out, they said, children, have you any meat? And this is what you got to do. You got to know that the word, I learned that from you, Adam, that the word got something for you anytime you come to listen to it. It got something for you. Take the word and dissect it. Now, how can Hannah help me here? Yeah, what, let me see what she do here. Go back. Get your bragging rights together here. God getting ready. You getting ready. Oh, you know, Didi told it to this girl, Lord help me. This girl was saying, girl, you crazy. Don't tell me, come y'all again. You just crazy. I'm here, you know, bragging around. You crazy. And she said she saw herself running through that prayer. Now, you getting ready. God getting ready to give you some bragging rights. I said, God gonna give you some bragging rights. Hey, you gonna say, no, Didi, go slow. Girl, I told you. You know, they used to pimp. You know, the guys used to pimp like this. They got, you know, they be pimping around that. Pray, get you a pimp on. Get your pimp on. Praise the Lord. You see what God done. You see what he done. See what he done done. Hey! He gonna give us some bragging rights, go ahead. Come on. He gonna give us some bragging rights. We gonna say, yeah, the devil thought he won, but God stepped in and he did thus and thus. Praise the Lord. I just believe it. I believe it today. If you believe it, go ahead and shout hallelujah. If you believe it, shout hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. And I tell you what, you listen to what God telling you what to do. That's the growing up thing now. Listen to what God telling you. Because people love you. And everybody got something to say. Amen. Who was that just was saying that somebody, they said the child was whatever he was, ADD or whatever. Oh, but then you prayed. That makes the difference. I'm telling you, that really makes the difference. And agreement prayers. And the Lord showed that to me. He showed me in my mind, I seen, because I don't know now, the Holy Ghost is a spirit. But I saw him waiting. He waiting up there. When God, then I see God step out. And he waiting. Whatever he said, we're going to agree and it's going to happen. Yeah. Then he said, let us agree and make man. You got to have a agree. Y'all, maybe y'all ain't ready for that. But when he said, let there be light, brother, the Holy Ghost, boom. And that's what I saw. I said, good Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So if you agree with the word of God, if you got something, you get that word and agree with it. You can agree with the Holy Spirit. You can agree with him. I agree. You're going to do this. Praise the Lord. If you can believe, all things are possible. Praise the Lord. Allison, I was, you know, I told you I was going to pray for you. I said, as soon as the Lord tell me what to pray. But he heard me when I'm praying because I'm seeing it happening. I'm seeing it happening. Amen. God can do anything. He can do anything. I say, he can do anything. Lord, I believe. Say, I believe. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to walk in faith believing. I'm not going back and say, why you ain't done it? I've been waiting so-and-so. Instead of that, get you a song. Decide to sing it. When the devil, you human, you think he still, he ain't gonna just not, just cause I'm preaching. He gonna get on your tail. When you get in that truck, he gonna ride you all the way to St. Louis. Praise the Lord. But you, y'all have a great big song in that truck going back home. Come on, you should have, because that's what you gonna do. If you, that's that what you do, then sing. Sing. Hey, do you remember this song? Go to it. And that must be right. Wonder what they're doing. Wonder what they're doing. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you that. I'm telling you now. I'm telling you. Praise the Lord. I just want to thank the Lord. I thank him for you. I just really appreciate you. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. We want the people, anybody listening, we want you to know that God is talking to you too. I say he's talking to you too. You out there that's listening. Because a lot of people do listen to it. Praise the Lord. And I want to be praying for people who's listening. I want you to send your prayer request this month to Post Office Box 433. 434. What is the Post Office Box? 434. Is that it? Praise the Lord. It's Post Office Box 434 in Winsfield, Missouri, 63385. Praise the Lord. And we're going to pray for you. You send your prayer request in, we're going to pray for you. Even if you write it down where you got to respond. If you write it down, we're going to put your name and we're going to pray for you. And God is going to move for you. Let everybody say amen.